Presently there was Lady, who used to be the Lady. Lost Lady, beautiful Lady, my fantasy, my terror, more silent than Mergen, but from a different cause, despair. Once she had it all. She gave it up. Now she has nothing. Nothing she knows to be of value. That dust on the Lord's Road was gone, scattered by a chilly breeze. Some of my beloved had departed my life forever. No sense staying around. "Cinch them up," I said, and set an example. I tested the ties on the pack animals. "Mount up. One eye, you take the point." Finally, a hint of spirit as Goblin carped. "I have to eat his dust?" If One Eye had point, that meant Goblin had rear guard. As wizards, they were no mountain movers, but they were useful. One fore and one aft left me feeling far more comfortable. "About his turn, don't you think?" "Things like that don't deserve a turn," Goblin said. He tried to giggle, but only managed a smile that was a ghost of his usual toad-like grin. One Eye's answering glower was not much pumpkin either. He rode out without comment. Mergen followed 50 yards behind, a 12-foot lance rigidly upright. Once that lance had flaunted our standard, now it trailed 4 feet of tattered black cloth. The symbolism lay on several levels. We knew who we were. It was best that others did not. The company had too many enemies. Hagop and Otto followed Mergen, leading pack animals. Then came Lady and I, also with tethers behind. Goblin trailed us by 70 yards. And thus we always traveled, for we were at war with the world. Or maybe it was the other way around. I might have wished for outriders and scouts, but there was a limit to what 7 could accomplish. 2 wizards were the next best thing. We bristled with weaponry. I hoped we looked as easy as a hedgehog does to a fox. The eastbound road dropped out of sight. I was the only one to look back in hopes Silent had found a vacancy in his heart. But that was a vain fantasy, and I knew it. In emotional terms, we had parted ways with Silent and Darling months ago, on the blood-sodden, hate-drenched battleground of the Barrowland. A world was saved there, and so much else lost. We will live out our lives wondering about the cost. Different hearts, different roads.
"Looks like rain, Croaker," Lady said.
Her remark startled me. Not that what she said was not true, it did look like rain. But it was the first observation she had volunteered since that dire day in the north. Maybe she was going to come around. Chapter 2. The Road South.
"The farther we come, the more it looks like spring," One Eye observed. He was in a good mood. I caught the occasional glint of mischief brewing in Goblin's eyes, too, lately. Before long, those two would find some excuse to revive their ancient feud. The magical sparks would fly. If nothing else, the rest of us would be entertained. Even Lady's mood improved, though she spoke little more than before. "Break's over," I said. "Otto, kill the fire. Goblin, your point." I stared down the road. Another 2 weeks, and we would be near Charm. I had not yet revealed what we had to do.